Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Regarding Islamic worship rituals, the misconception I'd like to bring into discussion today relates to the Taraweeh prayer. Now, it is generally understood that the Taraweeh prayer is a special prayer which Muslims have to pray during the month of Ramadan with the Isha prayer. And the way it is communicated to us, people think that the blessings of Ramadan will not be reaped unless one prays the Taraweeh prayer with the Isha prayer. Now, it needs to be understood that this is a very, very serious and a deep misconception. And the truth of the matter, the fact of the matter in this regard is that the Taraweeh prayer is not an independent prayer. It is the Tahajjud prayer which the Prophet Muhammad has allowed us to pray with the Isha prayer. However, its correct time, its right time is the time of Tahajjud, when a person gets up after breaking his sleep and then offers the prayer. It's a real blessings and rewards can only be reaped if it is prayed at his proper time. However, the Prophet Muhammad, keeping in view the fact that not every person can arise at that time, and he also may not be learning the Quran as much as people do generally do. So he gave this concession, he gave this lenience to the Muslims that they can pray the Tahajjud prayer with the Isha prayer. And this is what we do when we offer the Taraweeh prayer in the Ramadan. So we also in normal days when you pray the Witr prayer itself is the Taraweeh, is the Tahajjud prayer that we pray with the Isha prayer. What happened actually was in the time of the Prophet Muhammad in one of the Ramadans of his month, of his life, he came out in the Masjid Nabawi at the time of Tahajjud, and he prayed that Tahajjud prayer in the mosque. As a result, people started to gather behind him, and this happened for 3 consecutive days. However, on the 4th day, he did not come out for the Tahajjud prayer, and he came out actually at the time of Fajr, and he told people that the reason that he did not come out at the time of Tahajjud was that people, it might become obligatory upon the people. So he did not want to do that. And we also know that the Tahajjud prayer was obligatory upon the Prophet Muhammad himself, and he took great pains in offering the prayer. But he allowed Muslims to pray that prayer with the Isha prayer. And obviously this prayer itself is a nafil prayer. It's an optional prayer. It's not at all obligatory or binding upon the Muslims. In the case of Ramadan, if people pray this prayer with the Isha prayer, then they must realize that this is something they are doing in accordance with the concession given to them, that they can pray the Tahajjud prayer with the Isha prayer. In the Prophet himself, all his life, offered this prayer at the time of the Tahajjud. He never offered it with the Isha prayer. Similar is the case with Abu Bakr anhu and Umar anhu. It was in the times of the Caliph Umar that he saw people praying this Tahajjud prayer with the Isha prayer in the mosque of the Prophet, and he found that people were praying it in small congregations. So he requested Ubay ibn Ka'b anhu to lead the prayer and asked the people to form one congregation so that there should not be any indiscipline. So, and he himself did not participate in that prayer, and he remarked that what people are leaving at this time is much more rewarding. And he meant that the fact that praying this prayer at its proper time, at the Tahajjud time, is much more rewarding than if they do at the time of Isha. So in a nutshell, it must be realized that the Taraweeh prayer is not a different prayer, is not an additional prayer that Muslims pray in the month of Ramadan. It is primarily the Tahajjud prayer, and it can be prayed with the Isha prayer. It's an optional prayer also. And the fact is that it should be prayed, and it can be prayed all the year round. And as I said, the witrs that we pray with the Isha prayer, they in fact are the Tahajjud prayer that we pray with Isha. However, if we try to get up late in the night or in the middle of the night to offer this prayer, then this is the right time, and this is a much more rewarding time, much more desirable to get up at this time, because it is at this time that the Almighty listens to our supplications a lot. So we must realize the fact that the Taraweeh prayer is not an additional prayer in Ramadan. It is primarily the Tahajjud prayer which we have been allowed to pray with the Isha prayer. It is an optional prayer. It of course has a great reward, but it is not obligatory. It was obligatory and mandatory upon the Prophet himself, but it is not obligatory upon common Muslims. And they must realize that the Prophet himself, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, Umar radiallahu anhu, all of them, they never prayed this prayer with the Isha prayer. They always prayed this at the time of Tahajjud. It was only Umar radiallahu anhu who, when he saw that people were after benefiting from this concession, were praying differently and separately in groups, he actually instituted this prayer, and he himself never took part in it. So we need to realize that this is primarily a concession that we are benefiting from. It is not an additional prayer. It is not a new prayer. It is primarily the tahajjud prayer that we pray with the Isha prayer. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين والمسلمات.